Association. Well, the majority of COVID-19 vaccines donated to Africa have been ad hoc, provided with little notice and have short shelf lives. That's according to a joint statement today by a group of public health bodies and UN agencies involved in rolling out the supplies to African countries. They warn that this has made it extremely challenging to plan vaccination campaigns. We can talk now to Peter Power, who's Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Peter Power, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
What's been the progress on getting vaccines into arms across the continent of Africa? I mean, there is a scheme in place, the international, the COVAX regime, which is meant to deliver vaccines in significant numbers to developing countries. Is it delivering?
The progress has been extremely slow, I have to say. Brian, I heard your last speaker saying that up to 60% of South African adults, if I remember correctly, were vaccinated. But that would be very much the exception, according to our figures, very much the exception to the rule right across Africa. Whereas in Ireland, we have 76% of the entire country vaccinated, 93% of over 12s. In Africa, that figure is 7.2%. In the DRC, I was just checking the figures this morning, it's less than 1%. That's 1 in 1,000 people in the DRC. So it's proceeding extremely slowly. And UNICEF has constantly maintained this position that you just can't vaccinate one country at a time to get yourself out of this pandemic, or a group of countries at a time, which is what we're doing at the moment. 30 or 40 countries are very highly vaccinated, but dozens and dozens of countries are very poorly vaccinated, and that is no way to end a global pandemic. So there really is huge vaccine inequity throughout the world.
The point being made today is it's not just a question of the volume of vaccine being delivered, but it's the circumstances in which those vaccines are being delivered, that it's difficult to plan because there isn't presumably clear sight lines on what's coming when. And this question of vaccines with the short shelf life, that after a period of time they're unusable.
Correct, Brian. We need both. We need volume and we need quality. Up to now, I have to say that the vaccines that have been donated by very wealthy countries have been delivered, albeit meaning well, they've been delivered on a very ad hoc basis, on a very bilateral basis. We need a much more planned and systematic approach. A lot of the vaccines that have been donated into COVAX, and UNICEF is the lead procurer in COVAX, a lot of them have shelf lives, very, very limited shelf life. And when these are being delivered into countries with very fragile health systems, we've seen the issues we've had in Ireland over the last number of days, but in countries with very fragile health systems, it's very hard to absorb vaccines with very limited shelf life. So we need certainty of supply, we need massively increased volumes, and we need much more advanced notice. We're saying 10 weeks advance notice, mm-hmm. and for the vaccines themselves, when they enter into the countries, to have a shelf life of 4 weeks. And that's just not happening at the moment. And as we have been warning, that is more likely to lead to these sort of variants that we're facing now.
A word about your own program, your own initiative, Get a Vaccine, Buy a Vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now, what sort of impact has that had here? And is it, obviously it raises consciousness of this, but is it making a significant practical impact?
Yes, Brian, we're very proud of what we've achieved with this particular programme and what the Irish people have achieved. And I really think the Irish public kind of get this. They get the idea of vaccine equity and equality throughout the world, because the response to this campaign really has been overwhelming. So when I say that COVAX has delivered over 500 million vaccines throughout the world, the people of Ireland has delivered 2.5 million of those vaccines, which is a huge achievements. So the public understand this. They've been voting with their donations, and what we're saying again this Christmas, they can say, you know, instead of giving, you know, a physical gift to your loved one this Christmas, you can give a virtual vaccine or a virtual 10 vaccines mm-hmm. in your Christmas stocking through UNICEF. So we see this. We see a huge response to this as well at Christmas. So the public are kind of voting with their feet and with their digital wallets to say, listen, we need to get vaccines to countries without vaccine access, but we also need countries to match that, and we're calling on the Irish government to increase the excellent contributions they've already made over the coming weeks and months.
Very good. Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland. Thank you for that. After the break, Minister for Sport Jack Chambers on increasing female participation at board level in sports bodies.